What is going on, Colts Nation? He is Jamal Lawrence, and I am Eric Smith, your co-host of the Colts Cast.
Yo.
Hey, the 2024 NFL Draft is roughly 6 weeks away. How can the Indianapolis Colts improve their roster come April? A lot of ways, actually. But we're here to tell you our opinion. The Colts Cast is back to give you another three-round mock draft post-NFL Combine. Jamal, you excited about this?
Absolutely excited about it, man. It's no better season than a mock draft season. Of course, we got free agency coming up on Tuesday, I believe it is. Maybe it's Monday. I can't remember. Monday or Tuesday, one of the 2 days. So why not have some fun? Colts has the potential to make some moves this free agency. So why not have some fun with some draft talk for us today?
Yeah, let's dive right into it. But don't forget, everyone, please remember to like, subscribe, and comment below with your thoughts, Colts Nation. This is the best way to support us as it gets our video out to other Colts fans just like you. And ladies and gentlemen, it's completely free.
Free.
All right, Jamal. I guess I'll start. You want me to start it off?
Either way, go ahead. Do your thing.
Yeah. You know what? I'll let you start off. I'll do the announcement.
Go ahead.
You know, all I'm saying is, with the number 15 overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Brock Bowers, tight end, Georgia.
Woo! Woo! I mean, listen, y'all. Hey, I don't know what else needs to be said about Bowers that you don't already know. I mean, I think it's pretty known throughout the college world, NFL world. This guy is an elite tight end. Big body tight end. Ability to catch an open space. He can shake you. He can run over you. Don't matter. I mean, Brock, massive dude. Didn't have, you know, when I look at his last year stats, and I know the last year stats don't mean anything in regards to what he's done over the past 2 years, but his last year stats were down a little bit. And so, of course, you got to remember that he had the dogs at Georgia. The defense didn't allow any points on the board. So there was no need for him to be playing on offense, really, because they could drop 30 points in the first half and they end the play. And even with that, he still managed to rack up 50-plus catches, over 700 yards. Well, I think 8 touchdowns or so. I mean, numbers are just ridiculous. Big body tight end. Literally, when you think about these, the George Kittles and the Travis Kelce's, and how these guys are able to get in open space, make contested catches, come down with the ball, and still get yak after that, that's exactly what Brock Bowers is. Exactly what he is, what he can be. He has that ability to elevate this thing. Just another tick. And when we think about how important that is, especially when we look at the wide receiver side of it, it's hard to – we always talk about, oh, you can bring more help in wide receiver, Why not have that dominant tight end that we've seen, like I said, again, the Niners and the Chiefs have on their side, to where maybe their receivers are getting doubled up, maybe they're getting locked down. Well, guess what? You got another link right there. That missing link can be that tight end spot, and that's what Brock Bowers brings to us. And, of course, everybody, I know we have Jelani Woods and so on and so forth, so we don't want to just brush him to the side, the big 6'7 monster. But the reality of it is Jelani hasn't been on the field. He hasn't been on the field, so we have to address that elephant as well. Chris Ballard says it all the time. You know, he said it for every single player who got injured this year. You know, it would have been nice to have them on the field. We got to have them out there. So nothing against Jelani, but if Brock Bowers were to fall into the Colts up at 15, if I'm Chris Ballard, there's no way you pass that up. There's just no
way. Right. Isn't it crazy that our quarterback is larger than Brock Bowers?
It's scary.
I think it's by like maybe an inch and then a few pounds, but still, I mean, it's awesome to have that type of talent. Yeah, I think Brock Bowers is a perfect fit for the Colts. Instant impact, day one starter. One thing's for sure, we need more weapons for Anthony Richardson, just like you said, Jamal. One group that doesn't have a bona fide starter right now is our tight end group. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, most teams don't have that bona fide starter at that tight end position. So whether you proclaim Bowers is generational or not, I mean, he's been one of the best tight ends in NCAA history. Arguably the best by some people, probably Georgia fans. Led Georgia in receiving for 3 straight years. He's too good after the catch. Dominant, killer athleticism, proven production, powerful hands. Got that contested catch ability. I mean, tell me why Shane Steichen wouldn't have a field day scheming this guy open. Mm-hmm. Tell me. He doesn't have those Kyle Pitts measurables. But, you know, I think the one knock on him would be his blocking ability isn't superb yet. And that's fine. It's still good. But if he can live up to that, if he can improve on that, I mean, we got a, like you said, Jamal, George Kittle / Travis Kelce in our hands, and I'm okay with that at 15. Like, that fixes our, you know, oh, we need more weapons. Well, we can get one, and we can get a tight end to help out in that department. So if he's available at 15, you don't even let the clock start that countdown. You pick should be immediately in after the number 14 pick. How much of a shoe-in pick I feel this guy is for us if he does fall to us. Again, Kylan Granson, Jelani Woods, Molly Cox, Will Mallory, they're not built like Brock Bowers is, unfortunately. So I think it's just a surefire upgrade. Lock it in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Who we got coming in for round two?
Man, with the number 46 overall pick, the Indianapolis Colts select Chris Braswell, Edge, Alabama.
Ooh.
So I think this guy is athletic and explosive, fits that Ballard mold. Simple as that. Our pass rush was good at times last year. Not great, not elite. So Edge may not be a top priority for us, but I think it's one of the most valuable positions in the NFL. The quarterback position is so important that you need consistent pressure to disrupt them. You know, you have to have it. He was second in sacks behind Dallas Turner at 8 sacks with 3 forced fumbles. Dallas Turner is another guy I like too.
Yeah.
If he's there at 15, look, hey, we'll talk about that another time. He's a high energy edge rusher. I think Braswell will give us much needed depth in that pass rushing department. And we should always be looking to add to that position if we're not confident in it. And I don't think we are. Considering we just got a playmaker in the first round in this mock draft, why not turn around and address the defensive side of the ball? There's upside with Braswell, and I'm down for it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree anymore. And you know, just for people who don't realize it, Samson Ibukam was graded highest out of our free agency signings last season, according to PFF. So why not go ahead and get another rotational piece and a Chris Braswell in there with him? With what's going on, I don't know if anybody's really watched a lot of film on him, but we know that LEO position that Gus Bradley runs, standing up, Chris Braswell is ridiculous standing up, coming off the edge, fast, strong, can shake. He can take the tackle where the tackle wants him to go and then just break off of him and then make a sack or make an explosive play. That's what we need. I mean, Eric just touched on it. 42 tackles, 8 sacks, 1 interception, 3 forced fumbles. Listen, this is a great rotational piece that can come in. Now, I will say his 3-point stance is ugly, but that's just cosmetics, man. I don't care about that. But strong hands, can get off the block and keeps body control. I think that's a great piece for what you have, especially when Eric just mentioned that we got a playmaker on the offense side of the ball. Let's go ahead and continue to grow this defensive lineup.
Yeah, and he lines up, I think, in multiple alignments. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen him an outside linebacker, over the tackle, things like that. I mean, I feel like he's everywhere, and he stood out this year, especially when Will Anderson left. Mm-hmm. So, hey, next man up. We'd love to have him in Indianapolis.
Absolutely.
All right. We're in the third round with the 82nd overall pick. The Indianapolis Colts select Cole Bishop, safety, Utah. Jamal, I know you like this guy. What do you really like about him?
I like that he's a speed machine, man. He is all over the field. And again, going back to the board, if you watch any film on him, this man is literally just everywhere you can be. He's fast. I mean, he ended last season with 60 tackles, 2 interceptions, and 3 sacks. And I can tell you, one thing about him is when he's walked up on the line, he is a rocket. He finds the ball, he eyes it, and he can take it down whoever has it, which is good. He's a strong tackler when it comes. He's looking to make that explosive big hit, which I definitely like. One thing I will say, you know, of course, because I'll be honest with everybody, we talk about everybody, I don't like how he goes in with his shoulder. But again, that's correction. Those things can be fixed. Colts have been known for one of the teams who have great coaches when it comes to tackling and teaching how to tackle correctly. So I have zero problem knowing that when he was to come into the Colts organization, these shoulder drops can get addressed. But again, like I said, I mean, a ball hawk, downhill speed is crazy. He can hawk anybody down, and he can move laterally across the field, which is what we need. You have to be able to look up and down the field and go east and west as well to stop any big plays that are going to happen, especially when we're going to be going against a lot of fast receivers for the foreseeable future in the AFC South. You got to have somebody like him who can definitely scan the field and be alert and try to make a play on the ball. And if he doesn't make a play on the ball, at least make a play on the receiver or the pass catcher at that time.
Yeah, and I think he suits the strong safety role a little bit better, but I think, you know, he's played some free safety. And look, I think we should retain Julian Blackman, but let's say we don't, especially at the rate safeties have been dropping from teams like flies during the offseason. Why not take another safety out of Utah to replace a safety out of Utah? It'd be perfect. Bishop, like you said, is an exceptional tackler. And like I said, great, strong safety replacement. You have to be able to tackle. He's got great size too. Another ballad guy, 6'2", 206 pounds. He's tough, hustles on every play. He's going to be a high RAS score. I'm pretty sure the RAS score is already posted for him. But look, I would be okay with it in third round. Give me Cole Bishop. And I think if you've gotten this far, you might be thinking, you know, where's the cornerback? Where's the cornerback getting drafted at? So for this mock, we're assuming we're going to address that in free agency. So whether it's L'Jarius Sneed, Tre'Davious White, or someone like Jeff Okuda even, you know, we address it outside the draft. We need a veteran impact for our young cornerback room. So that's where we are in three rounds post-NFL Combine. This would be, you know, one of the great situations to live with. You know, Brock Bowers, Chris Braswell, Cole Bishop. I think we'd be content with this, right?
Absolutely. Just so everybody can know, I did just look up his RAS score. It is a 9.81. So second on the list of safeties. So just a little piece of information for you. But absolutely, Eric, like you said, I'll be completely content with what we have going on there. Exceptional playmakers on both sides of the ball. And again, development. We know Ballard loves to develop players. Development. So why not go ahead and tag some players who have the characteristics that you want, and we have the people around him who can develop them and make them even better. And again, we address some of these veterans, you know, in free agency.
This is going to be a fun draft. Absolutely. We have to wait a lot more picks than we did last time. But I really don't know who we're going to take. Isn't Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. This is right. This is like 10 of them. I could see a potential 10 different players. Jamal, you got anything else?
It's all for me.
All right. Hey, let us know your thoughts on our three-round mock draft. Love to hear from you all. We think we did a pretty good job, but let us know if we didn't. We really like this draft, but that's going to be it for us, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Colts Cast. We're live on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or any platform you use to listen to podcasts. And we'll be back next time to give you some more Indianapolis Colts content. Y'all take care.